We now return to Seacoast Sunday Morning with Kelly Brown.
All right, we are joined by Diane Durkin today. Diane, how are you?
I'm great.
Her company, Loyalty Factor, and she has a book out, Loyalty Factor, but the new book is called The Power of Magnetic Leadership, The Real Approach. Diane, tell us in general about your company.
Well, the Loyalty Factor has been around for about 15 years, mm-hmm. and we specialize in building employee loyalty, customer loyalty, and brand loyalty. Mm-hmm. And basically what that means is we have two divisions. We have a consulting division where we deal with anything that has to do with major change. A new manager coming into mm-hmm. the organization, a merger and acquisition, a repositioning a company for growth, or even getting a company ready for sale.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is to help companies with their employees and just in their overall strategy.
Exactly. Their mm-hmm. overall strategy and where they're headed mm-hmm. and, you know, solving major business issues. Mm-hmm. And then we have a whole training division where we're very well known for our customer relationships mm-hmm. training and our leadership development program.
So is that something where you would, as a consultant, you go into another company and help them deal with how they deal with their employees and how they deal with their business strategy?
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. On the consulting side, mm-hmm. we deal with the business strategy. Okay. On the training side, we really work with call center organizations, inside sales organizations, mm-hmm. anybody that has anything to do with customers. It could even be an internal IT organization that is servicing mm-hmm. its internal customers. Mm-hmm. And that's our customer relationships. And then, of course, the whole leadership development, which is so key today in order to engage mm-hmm. and empower employees.
Well, I guess there's two kind of different things here we're talking about. But I guess whether you want to cite specific examples or just in general, are there common themes here when a company gets in touch with you and they want to have you advise them? What are the most common problems they're dealing with?
A lot of that has to do with we just finished a huge account working with them, and they were having major morale issues within their organization mm-hmm. and a lot of process issues as well. So it was a manufacturing organization, and we ended up working with them and increasing the morale of the organization, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then we also went about and found
making people feel happy on the job they're doing and making, you know, helping them see that, all right, this can be fun. It's worthwhile, things like that.
Well, it's not only keeping them happy, mm-hmm. but I mean, keeping them motivated mm-hmm. to the point that they feel like they're really making a difference yeah. in the world, and that what they're doing is making a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Now, they also had some process issues, so we had to work some business mm-hmm. issues as well. And when we got done, I mean, they went from shipping about $500,000 a month, mm-hmm. 380, it was 385, and then it went to 500 real quickly. But when we left, 18 months later, they were shipping $8.1 million worth of product a mm-hmm. month. I mean, huge difference. Yeah. When you get people engaged and empowered mm-hmm. and really feel good about what they're doing, you tweak your processes and your procedures, and you just reward mm-hmm. and recognize people. I mean, it makes an enormous mm-hmm. amount of contribution, increasing your productivity and your profitability in the long run.
Is it, you know, when somebody gets a new job, things are fresh, things are fun. Is that something with no matter where you work, some point you're going to deal with that, things going stale and maybe a little lack of drive?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because studies after studies have shown that the first day on the job, everybody comes in all excited and mm. ready to go. And within 6 months, their enthusiasm can drop as much as 50%. Mm. And that has to do with just a manager saying something negative or yeah. employees saying, oh, we've done that before, we've tried that before, it never works. And what I tell people to do is, you know, you hire people to bring their brains to work. Mm. Let them use their brains and listen to them. I mean, the minute you cut them off with new creative ideas, you cut off any new creative ideas mm-hmm. and innovation for the future of your organization.
If they're getting a hand shoved in their face, a big no, which is, there's probably plenty of no's, but it has to be done in a different way
yeah,
rather than an out-and-out rejection.
Yeah, it has to be done in a very diplomatic mm. way. I mean, it's not an outright, as you said, mm. outright rejection. It's a matter of stating, well, why, number one, mm-hmm. and how could we tweak this to make it work in this organization? Because mm-hmm. some ideas can be truly off the wall, and you have to sort of,
sure.
I mean, you got to sort of massage them into the culture of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how to do that diplomatically and with what I call pizzazz mm-hmm. helps individuals to really stay engaged and motivated.
We're talking to Diane Durkin. Loyalty Factor is the name of the company. It's right here out of Portsmouth, right?
It's out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And also a book called The Loyalty Factor. But the new book is The Power of Magnetic Leadership, The Real Approach. Now, what's in the new book, some of the things you deal with?
Well, it's all about I use REAL as the acronym to really define it, and it says it's time to get real. And the R stands for recruiting the right people in the right place at the right time and retaining them. Mm. And that's a big key item right now is the retention of people, because when the economy starts turning around, right now we have estimates that about 60% of the people have their resumes out. Mm-hmm. So that's really key for people because it costs so much to
sure.
bring new people in. The E is all about, once you get them, engage them, empower them, enrich them so that you can build the earnings and the revenues for your organization. The A is...
In the end, it's nice to have a great working environment, but obviously, as a business, you want to be successful. You want to sell your product.
Exactly. Mm. In the working environment, I'm glad you brought that up, because the E, part of the E, is the working environment as well. And a lot of people think, well, you have to have the nicest offices in the world. That's not what people necessarily look for. What they're looking for is an environment where they feel rewarded, recognized, appreciated, which is the A. And that leads us right into the A. You know, making people feel like they're appreciated. And a lot of companies think they have to put in huge rewards and recognition systems that cost a whole lot of money. Not true. Absolutely not true. What people want more than anything else is the two most underutilized words in the English language. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. Done a great job.
Pat on the back.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And then the L is all about building that love with really good leadership and having people that really understand how to manage and lead different types of people in different types of cultures, because we're a cultural melting pot right now. And also, you know, in the different environments that we have. And it's all about that really good leadership. And people, if they don't have good leaders, they leave.
Mm. Diane Durkin has got a couple of books out, and the company is called Loyalty Factor. And the website, by the way, loyaltyfactor.com. If you want more information, Diane's been featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Fortune, USA Today, a number of magazines. What about, where we are now with the economy, especially over the last, since 2007, 2008, what are the extra challenges that employers have been dealing with?
The biggest challenge that I see is really keeping people informed and communicating with them. Everybody understands what the challenges are that companies are going through, but making sure people understand what those challenges are and what management is doing about them.
Mm-hmm.
How are we planning on getting through this? What is our strategy? And communicating. Also, the second piece of that is getting people involved in solving the business solutions. Mm-hmm. When you get people involved, the change process happens so much more quickly. And people will adopt the change. They'll work with the change because they've had an input into that process. So the two things I would say is make sure you got your vision, your strategy well-defined, and communicating that. Mm. And number two, get people involved in processes, procedures, major business issues that you have. The creativity and the innovation that you have in your organization will make a significant difference in how that change will get implemented in the long term.
So making them feel personally involved and part of that company, which is the case in a lot of great employers. Timberland comes to mind off the top of my head, rather than just a disposable, part, I guess.
Yes.
Diane, how did you get involved in this? How did you become interested in helping employers and employees and companies?
Well, I have a real eclectic background, which is actually an interesting background because I'm both left brain, right brain. I started off as a financial analyst for a number of years. Then I went into sales. I was a vice president of sales for a number of years. And then I went to work for Digital, where I was the corporate sales training manager and then became a vice president of marketing. Mm-hmm. So
you've seen a lot of the moving parts. And
yeah. So
pieces.
I've got the left-hand brain, which is the financial side. Mm-hmm. So I can walk in and look at a P&L statement and say, oh my God, you've got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go into a marketing department and say, wait a minute, we need to get a little bit more innovative. We've got to differentiate you. We've got to build your brand. This is the way we need to build that brand. This is how we should build that brand. And then I've got the employee side from the training and development, which is to really help people make a difference. Mm-hmm. And our training has been, we've gotten a lot of accolades about our training as being very unique, very different. Mm-hmm. We cover things that some people haven't even heard of. And, you know, some of the stuff that people are starting to cover, we covered 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real, it's a gift. I consider myself very lucky.
And it sounds like you enjoy what you're doing, which is also
what I do.
Very important. Diane Durkin, the latest book is The Power of Magnetic Leadership, The Real Approach. Loyalty Factor is the name of her company. Diane, thanks a lot for talking to us today. And again, a reminder, the website is loyaltyfactor.com. Diane, thank you.
Thank you so much.